Hello everyone and welcome back to the Nimi Toye Show. This is your girl, Nimi. I sincerely apologize for the long silence. I am so sorry. My laptop crashed and I haven't been able to get a new one. I even had to improvise to do this right now. So to everyone who reached out asking why I've been silent, asking why I haven't been dropping new episodes, thank you so much for reaching out. I really do appreciate it. By the way, happy new month. How have you guys been? I hope you're good. Yeah. Right, so today I'll be talking about the art of listening. Yeah, the art of listening. And basically, to listen means to pay attention to a sound, something, or someone. Now the question now is, how many of us pay attention? And when I'm talking about attention, I mean undivided attention to something or to someone whenever they are talking to us. Okay, I'm going to read a quote now by Anna Blum. When someone opens up about their mental illness, and I'm going to add about anything, about their struggles, about their pains, about their hurts, and so on, do not debate it. Do not question it. Do not give your opinion. Respect their courage. Sit next to them and say, "Tell me more. I'm here to listen." Lecturing doesn't save lives, listening does. Anna Blum. You know, everyone has this advice monster in them that is just waiting for that person to be done with whatever they're saying, so you could just chip in your advice straight up. We all have that autopilot advice I want to give people when they're talking to us. We don't even listen well enough to grasp the whole situation. You know, you can actually tame your advice monster by listening. Sometimes you don't have to give advice. All you need to do is listen. And seriously, in situations like this, most of us just give superficial advice because we are unable to understand the other person's feelings, like no empathy at all. Now, listening calls for a view to understanding the other person's thoughts, feelings, and desires. He was willing to give advice only when it is requested and never in a condescending manner. But you know, it's a different thing when your friend comes to you and say, "Hey, I need advice on something. I need you to advise me on this. I need you to give me advice on that." And most of us have little training in listening, and we are far more efficient in thinking and speaking. Yeah. Learning to listen may be as difficult as learning a foreign language, but learn we must. So how do you develop the art of listening? I'm going to share about 5 practical tips. And the first one is, you maintain eye contact when the person is talking. Now this is on a physical level, when you are with the person physically. You're maintaining eye contact keeps your mind from wandering and communicates that this person as your full attention. Remember the definition of listening from the beginning: to pay undivided attention to something or someone. So you have to maintain eye contact with the person when they are talking to you. Number 2, do not listen to the person and do something else at the same time. You know, if you're watching, reading, or doing something else in which you're keenly interested and cannot turn from immediately, politely tell the person the truth. A positive approach might be, "I know you are trying to talk to me and I am interested, but I want to give you my full attention. I can't do that right now, but if you give me 10 minutes to finish this, I'll sit down and listen to you." And trust me, most people respect such a request. It's better than someone talking to you and then you're doing something else. Number 3, listen for feelings. Ask yourself, what emotion is this person experiencing? What emotion is this person trying to communicate? So when you think you have the answer, confirm it. For example, you can say stuff like, "It sounds to me like you're feeling disappointed because truth is, the person might not be feeling disappointed. The person might just be probably mad, you know, or sad, and you feel like, oh, I think this person is disappointed." So it's best you confirm what they are feeling, and that gives you the chance to clarify the person's feelings. It also communicates that you're listening intently to what they are saying. Number 4, observe body language, like trembling hands, tears, clenched fists, and eye movements may actually give you clues as to what the other person is feeling. And if you're not with them physically, you know, probably you're with them over the phone, you could deduce what they are feeling. It could be tears, the person might be crying, it could be trembling voice. Yeah, so sometimes body language speaks one message while words speak another. So ask for clarification to make sure you know what the person is really thinking and really feeling. And number 5, refuse to interrupt. I will say that again, refuse to interrupt. This is very expedient, like it is jamming, it is so dear to me. Do not interrupt when someone is talking to you about their pain, about their struggles, about whatever it is they are going through. Now, recent research has indicated that the average individual listens for only 17 seconds before interrupting and interjecting their own ideas. Yeah. So if you give your undivided attention while someone is talking, you will refrain from interrupting because the goal is to discover their thoughts and feelings and to understand them, not to chip in advice or whatever it is. So refuse to interrupt when people are talking to you. Okay, so you might say, after listening, what next? Nothing. Nothing. Unless they ask for your opinion, and you shouldn't tell them to calm down. Please do not tell people to calm down, because their feelings are valid. If you are yet to listen to my episode on things to say instead of calm down, you should do that once you are done listening to this. You do not tell people to calm down, because if they actually know how to calm down, they wouldn't even come to you in the first place. And then if you are with them, for people that are feeling like, okay, after listening, so what should I do? If you are with them physically, you could give them a very tight hug, like hug them so tight. And you could offer your shoulders for them to cry on. And for people who are crying, okay, just take your shoulders close to them and just let them know that you are there for them. And you could ask, you could also ask how you can be of help. Yeah. At least for those that really want to talk, you really want to talk, really want to say something. Just, you don't just say anything, just ask, how can I be of help? How do you want me to help you? And do not be surprised when they say, nothing really, nothing. I just needed to talk. I just needed someone to listen to my rant. Yeah, most of them did. They just need to talk. Yeah. And lastly, you can say stuff like, I'm here for you. I'm going away. Like, assure them. Let them know that you're there for them. I'm going away. I'm here for you. I'm here for you, baby. I'm here for you, girl. I'm here for you, Kai. I'm going away. Yeah. So, are you a good listener? Yeah, ask yourself, am I a good listener? Are you a good listener? You know, I'll leave you with this. People don't care what you know until they know that you care. People don't care what you know until they know that you care. I believe you have learned one or two lessons from this episode. Do well to share with someone today. Yeah, because everybody wants to be listened to. We all want to be listened to. We all want to be heard. So do well to share with someone today. I wish you a wonderful month ahead. Bye.